The Tetra Guitar Quartet performing music by Beethoven, his Piano Sonata Opus 101. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Composer Loris Chobanian was born in Iraq to a musical family of Armenian ancestry. He wrote his first piece of music at age 5 and studied classical guitar in Baghdad and later composition in the United States. His Armenian Rhapsody was written for the unusual combination of guitar and wind ensemble. We'll hear it performed by guitarist Christopher Kachian and the University of St. Thomas Symphonic Wind Ensemble, conducted by Matthew George.
Thank you.
Loris Chobanian's Armenian Rhapsody. Christopher Katchian was the guitarist with the University of St. Thomas Symphonic Wind Ensemble, conducted by Matthew George. Leo Brower's Gismonchiana is a set of pieces by Brazilian composer Egberto Gismonchi that he arranged and orchestrated for four guitars and orchestra. We'll hear one of these, A Fala da Paixão, or The Speech of Passion, performed by the EOS Guitar Quartet and Musicollegium Winterthur, conducted by Leo Brower.
Thank you.
The EOS Guitar Quartet and Musikkollegium Wintertour, conducted by Leo Brauer, in the speech of passion from Brauer's larger work titled Gismonchiana. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with the Dance of Sentiments by Matthias Duplessis. It's performed by Jeremy Jouve and Gerard Arbiton. Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard Jeremy Jouve and Gérard Arbeton performing The Dance of Sentiments by Matthias Duplessis. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker and James Stroud in the James Stroud Classical Guitar Competition, and by Sheldon Ehrlich, author of the book A Collection of Fine Spanish Guitars from Torres to the Present from Sunny Knoll Publishing, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas that reaches the world with its innovative projects, including this radio program, which is broadcast each week on over 200 stations. Our other projects include film and television content for PBS stations, and our Music and Medicine program presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. This project is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. Classical Guitar Alive is produced in association with KMFA Radio in Austin, Texas, with additional sound engineering by Jeffrey Blair. If you'd like more information about the program, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org. You can also find a link to our podcast there and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.